For my next guest, it's, I suppose, a coincidence seeing as we're speaking about the healthcare sector, the provision of healthcare services, particularly in the public sector and where failures are happening. We got a complaint yesterday from a councillor in Atlantis about the state of the day hospital in Atlantis. Cape Coloured Congress PR councillor Stacey Davids is on the line to give us some more perspective. Good morning, Stacey. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning.
What is the state of the hospital at this particular time?
Oh, it feels weird. It's bad. It's going from bad to worse. Patients are sitting outside and waiting for 2 days to be assisted from no medication, going back and forth, no medication to getting the wrong medication. Patients are dying. It's just the situation is bad.
This is hectic because you have tried to bring this to the attention. You made a complaint trying to bring it to the attention to the health department. MEC of Western Cape, MEC for Health, Noma Frenji-Mbombo was invited to the hospital, did visit, but apparently only stayed for some 10 minutes, which really frustrated users of the hospital.
Okay. What happened was it was the week of Youth Day, Youth Month. So she was going to visit Atlantis the 16th of June. So I emailed her the 13th of June because I heard she'll be at the Youth Day celebrations, not at the hospital, at the Youth Day celebrations. So I asked her, seeing that she's in Atlantis, will she please just come pop in at the hospital as well because of the situation that's happening there. I sent her all the screenshots from where patients were complaining on Facebook of how bad the services are. And she blatantly ignored that she never popped in Atlantis. She was there at the Youth Day celebrations, dancing there with the residents, but she never popped in at the hospital.
And the
strangely enough, on the day that I asked her, there was a patient that was sitting there from the 16th. 2 o'clock the next morning, she was still sitting there to die 3 hours later. She died at 5 o'clock the next morning. So, yeah, it's bad.
I mean, the sense of urgency cannot be understated, cannot be overstated, rather. Even if you have celebrations that are in your schedule, your official schedule, your official portfolio is health. not parties. Now, the person who is ultimately responsible for this hospital, the CEO, Dr. Earl Mayer, we did reach out, was not available to speak to us, but would have to take ultimate responsibility. And hopefully this conversation will prompt either response from him or the MEC's office.
Yes.
What do you, in your opinion, in terms of the residents of Atlantis that you represent, what is the most urgent, immediate shift that you might be able to expect or demand from government?
We need extra clinics, definitely, or the hospital must be built much bigger, and we need more hospital staff as well as doctors. Sometimes patients even sit and wait for 4 hours before the next person gets assisted because all the doctors are either busy on one patient or there's no doctors. Like somebody was making a comment saying one of the sisters blatantly said to her, "No, the doctor is sleeping now. You guys must just wait." So it's stuff like that the residents just thought that we're taking it to the streets. We fed up now. We would like to do the picketing to raise the voices.
I do think it is definitely not beyond our appreciation that doctors and clinicians in general in the system are overworked. You know, they do. So I can understand because at the end of the day, I want a doctor that is rested to serve me, you know, when comes time. So I can understand the sleeping. But the some of the complaints that we've received in the past regarding nurses and stuff is also just around attitudes. Threatening, you know, one lady who phoned us and sort of tried to bring our attention, not necessarily in Atlantis, but I think it was Helderberg, to a nurse that had not really treated her well or paid attention to her. She started getting intimidation and threats.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and, you know, then we won't help your brother who has this mental issue, and he won't be able to defend himself. You know, why do we fix those attitudes, which I imagine hopefully would be quicker than building a whole new hospital?
Most definitely. Obviously, the CEO of the hospital now knows the concerns of the people. So, and like I said, especially with the attitude of the nurses, most there was a lot of complaints coming through. So you must just get your staff right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue to try and reach out to the CEO of Atlantis Day Hospital because I think that's where, you know, when we go to responsibility. We should go up the chain of command step by step. As much as, you know, it usually helps to go above his head and get the MEC, it's ideal just to see, you know, give him the right of reply in this regard. Thank you for bringing this to our attention, Councillor.
You're welcome.
All right, then. Councillor Stacey Davids is the PR Councillor on behalf of the Cape Coloured Congress, talking about the Atlantis Day Hospital. Won't you share with us your experiences if you have had something similar, if you are an administrator in the space and might want to give us a perspective while we still find some availability for Dr. Earl Mayer, who is the CEO there, and while we wait to get, or at least while Stacey waits, to get a response from MEC of Health, Noma French Mbombo.